We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Experts from every team making a pick with Rick and John's NFL Mock Draft.
And we continue the mock draft in just a moment. We're going to get the Lions pick at number 20. And before we bring in Dave Burkett, I'm mocking Darius Geis to the Lions at 20. I think he would make sense for the Seattle Seahawks, but they have a ton of holes. We got the Seahawks pick yesterday. Earlier today, we got a pick as well. So we're moving right along here to pick number 20. And we welcome on the WadeFor.com hotline, Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press. Dave, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. So, do you perceive the arrow of the Detroit Lions pointing up, sideways, or down?
I think it's probably up. I mean, look, I think they made the right hire with Patricia. I know that was sort of a telegraph move, I guess, with Bob Quinn's close ties to Patricia. But and it's early, obviously, but he's made a favorable impression so far. They need to get a little more talent in there. I think they've started to overgo that defensive overhaul, I guess, on this offseason, but there's still a lot more work to do up front, even in the back end. And then, when you have Matthew Stafford, I think you have a chance, even though they play in a tough division. So they're not significantly better than they were last year, but I think at least the arrow is pointing in the right direction and they can get there.
Dave, I want to go back to the game that we played against you guys up there in Detroit, and I know it's a memory that you probably want to get away from, but I'd never seen an NFL game end the way the Lions and the Falcons game did. We down here celebrated, hey, we're 3-0, it's awesome. What was the feeling in Detroit at the end of that game?
They were 2-0 at the time, and to lose that game, I think it took a lot of momentum out of the season, truthfully. I mean, it was a time when the Lions looked at it and they said, man, this was, the defending Super Bowl, or NFC champions at least, played in the Super Bowl, and if fans at least said, if we can hang with that team, and maybe that's something that, that gives us hope for what's going on here in the direction of the season. And then, things started to peter out after that. They won the next week, but they lost a couple, the following weeks. And I think a lot of people at the end of the season, they looked back and they said a half a yard away, a couple inches away really from making the playoffs. Because if the Lions win that game, they're in the playoffs. They didn't, so the Falcons make it. And, of course, the Lions have a coaching change. And now, there's major change in the organization.
Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press. He's going to make the Lions pick here in just a little bit on the midday mock draft with Rick and John here in the Kia Studios. So I'm looking at the offensive depth chart here. And, whoa, where's your tight end? I see Toy Lolo, former Falcon. I see Luke Wilson. We know that Eric Ebron. And, by the way, Dave, one of my least favorite offensive players the last five or so years has been Eric Ebron. I mean, my God.
You must have had him in fantasy at some point.
Oh, huh? I mean, no, I didn't mess with him in fantasy because I do my scouting and I saw him drop every damn ball. Like, how big of a need is tight end for you guys?
Well, I think it's big. I think there's no doubt, right? They signed Wilson to a 1-year deal and Tuololo to a 1-year deal. So neither one of those guys is viewed as a long-term fixture at that position. But, I think they have bigger needs on the interior of the offensive line, on the defensive line, where they could use a pass rusher. So I don't know that the value is going to be there to take one extremely high in this draft, but I do expect them to address that position at some point, coming up the next few weeks.
Sign LeGarrette Blount. Obviously, he's been good luck last 2 years. He's won a Super Bowl. Can he be your every down back? I know Detroit seemingly has been looking for a running back ever since Barry Sanders retired.
Yeah, well, this is what Matt Patricia said about it. He's the type of guy that favors the running back by committee approach. And maybe, that's just because, the Lions don't have an Ezekiel Elliott or Leonard Fournette or somebody like that. But I think there's, the way that they look at their backfield as it's currently constituted, Blount is going to get a lot of the work, but Amir Abdullah certainly is still in the mix. Theo Riddick is going to be the receiving back. They're going to mix and match. And I wholeheartedly believe that when they leave probably day two of this draft, they're going to have another running back to add to the mix. And that person may take some of Amir Abdullah's reps. I mean, because, really there's probably room for three of those guys to play on game day. And Patricia wants to mix and match them against the defenses that he faces. So I think they're going to address that position in the draft. I'd be surprised if it's round one, but I think there's a definite need for some help at the running back spot.
Very interesting. And so I want to stay on this. And, Dave, I want to just caution you not to make your pick or give away your pick here. It doesn't sound like you're going to take an RB here for Detroit at number 20. But if you take Darius Geis is that bell cow guy. He's that 20 to 25 touch guy, as you know. So you would basically be making a decision here. I got Blunt, I got Riddick, I got Abdullah. I got to be honest, that's a decent three-pack of running backs. I think you can win games with those three guys. Or you go with Darius Geis and just give it all to him. And it sounds to me like Detroit's not going to go the bell cow route. The bell cow route, right?
Well, you know, they've done a lot of work on Geis. I mean, at LSU's Pro Day, Bob Quinn was down there. Matt Patricia was down there. The running backs coach helped run those position drills. So I think it's somebody that they've, you know, definitely talked about. And, you know, if you gave me five or six or, you know, eight names or whatever, I think he's definitely one that you have to consider. But ultimately, I think when the Lions look at the position value at the way their roster is currently constructed, at the way they want to attack teams, I'm not sure the value will be there for them to spend the 20th pick of the draft on a running back when maybe they can get some help at another position of an equal or bigger need.
You guys were 26 in the league a year ago defensively, weren't really particularly good against the pass. Did that have to do with lack of pass rush? Could that be somewhere that the Lions are looking at in the upcoming draft?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not a great draft for pass rush. So that's one thing that I think the Lions are going to have to wrestle with. You know, Ziggy Ansah was hurt a lot of last year. He ended up with 12 sacks, which sounds like a big number, but you know, nine of those came in three games, including six in the last two games of the year. You know, he just wasn't the same type of pass rusher he was a couple seasons ago. He's going to play on the franchise tag in all likelihood this year. So it's an immediate and a long-term need. You know, maybe the same could be said at defensive tackle. So I think, you know, the Lions have some depth in the secondary. Outside of Darius Slay, they don't have a whole lot of stars back there, but if they have enough bodies and enough talent that they can mix and match back there. So I think some of their deficiencies on defense last year were due to play in the front seven.
We've got Dave Burkett on the WadeFord.com hotline. He will make the 20th overall pick in our midday mock draft in moments for the Lions. I look at wideouts here. I see Marvin Jones, like him. Golden Tate, like him. Kenny Golladay, like him. TJ Jones was brought back as your fourth wide receiver. Do you think the Lions will even take a wide receiver in this draft?
Solid number four, TJ. Look, I think, you know, it's something that, again, when you sort of look at the long-term needs and wants of the team, maybe it's something you address on day three. You know, if Golden Tate's in the last year of his deal, you look at the money that Jarvis Landry got. I don't know if the Lions want to spend $15 million on a slot receiver who's over 30 years old. So it's something that I could see them grab a slot receiver, you know, fifth round, somewhere around there, just to make sure they have somebody. Solid number four, TJ. Look, I think, you know, it's something that, again, when you sort of look at the long-term needs and wants of the team, maybe it's something you address on day three. You know, if Golden Tate's in the last year of his deal, you look at the money that Jarvis Landry got. I don't know if the Lions want to spend $15 million on a slot receiver who's over 30 years old. So it's something that I could see them grab a slot receiver, you know, fifth round, somewhere around there, just to make sure they have somebody in the pipeline in case Golden Tate leaves. TJ Jones will be a free agent after the season as well. They got a couple big guys in Golladay and Jones who can get down the field. So it's, you know, if I'm laying out the positions they're taking early, wide receiver is definitely not one. Quarterback is definitely not one. Left tackle or offensive tackle is definitely not one. But I do think somewhere later in the draft they could look at the wide receiver spot.
Dave, Matt Ryan down here gets a lot of crap for not winning a championship, and that's really the only knock against him. How is Matthew Stafford viewed in Detroit?
A lot the same. I mean, look, Stafford's put up some really big numbers, really good numbers to this point in his career, but 10 years in, he's never even won a playoff game. And that's something that's held over his head by a lot of people, and, you know, rightfully so. I mean, it's certainly not all his fault, but the quarterback is a big part of that. And they've only been to the playoffs three times with Stafford as their quarterback. So, look, there's a lot that Stafford has improved a lot as a quarterback. You know, you go back to 2011, he put up huge stats, but the couple years after that, he really fell off. I think the last couple years under Jim Bob Cooter and Jim Caldwell, he's become a better passer. He's just understood the game better. He's spread the ball around and done some different things, taken better care of the ball, even though the turnovers ticked back up last year. But, you know, he needs to win a game if he's going to get some of these fans off his back and maybe, you know, for fans maybe to give him the respect that some talent evaluators around the league do.
Dave, me and John are conscientious, okay? We ask questions and we listen, and I hear you're not taking an RB here at 20, mm-hmm. you're not taking a tight end here at 20, and you're not taking a wide receiver here at 20. So we're putting you up to bat right now. You're on the clock. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press with the 20th pick in the Rick and John Midday Mock Draft down here in Atlanta. The Lions take whom?
With the 20th pick in the draft, the Lions take Boston College defensive end Harold Landry. I just think he's the type of guy that he's going to fill a need for them. Maybe he's not as big a pass rusher as they would like in that system. But look, the Lions hired Boston College former defensive line coach Paul Pasqualoni to be their defensive coordinator. They know him well. They have a need at that position. I think he's versatile enough that you can use him as a stand-up rusher, or you could put his hand in the dirt. And we've talked about that need. So I think given a defensive coach, first-time defensive coach who's coming in, a brand-new shiny toy on defense and a pass rusher, I think that's the way that they would go if all things break the way it has so far in this draft.
Dave, in my mock draft, I have the Lions taking a pass rusher. I haven't taken the Marcus Davenport kid out of UTSA. I've never seen him play, but I hear good things about him. So I guess we're thinking along the same lines.
Hey, on Davenport, look, it's funny. The Lions, not only do they have Harold Landry's old position coach on their current staff, they also have Marcus Davenport's old position coach on their defensive staff, Bo Davis, their defensive line coach. So they know these prospects as well as anyone. They have plenty of insight on these guys. I think Davenport, you know, he's another guy that I would certainly look at. He's got the size that maybe you would associate with a Patriots-type defensive end. But I think he's maybe a little bit more of a left end and not quite the same pass rusher that Harold Landry is. That's why I went Landry over Davenport.
Now all you guys got to do is get rid of the worst position coach in all of football and Al Golden. He's been known to ruin programs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a Miami guy, so I don't like the dude.
They flipped him to linebackers coach this year, so he's not dealing with the tight ends anymore. Back to his home, defensive side of the ball.
There you go. Dave, great stuff. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.